Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Ken Roha. And today we're going to be talking about emotional healing and reprogramming destructive programming. A lot of what our bad behavior is actually subconscious, and we'll talk about that today to see how that can be brought to the surface and changed. Welcome, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Sorry I'm a little late.
No problem. My pleasure. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
So you want to tell people a little bit about who you are and maybe give your website so they can get some information on. You've got a lot of articles up there and a lot of information.
Yeah, I'm based in Florida, in the Daytona Beach, Florida area, and I've been teaching natural healing for about 25 years. And but I have a kind of unusual background. Formally educated in electrical engineering, worked in the medical system for 23 years. And so I've, you know, been immersed in the medical system and seen how it works and its shortcomings, and also had my own health issues that I had to deal with and resolve. And so ultimately, you know, I found out how to do that over a lot of years and a lot of money spent. And so so about, I guess, 2003, I formally turned it into a full-time business of sharing what I've learned for myself, and because of my background in engineering and my interest in quantum physics and just advanced technologies, and having worked with advanced technologies, I see things in a lot of what I learn that people typically don't, are not aware of, or don't have a background in with natural health. And so that's enabled me to develop technologies for improving sleep, for EMF protection, even in clearing, you know, geoengineering pollutants, chemtrails out of the atmosphere, neutralizing radioactivity in the atmosphere, in the environment, and in our bodies as well. And so so it's given me a unique perspective on this, but also, too, you know, I've had to learn this stuff myself and use it on myself. And so I teach from a place of, you know, having done this stuff as opposed to just reading stuff or going to school for it. I mean, certainly I've done plenty of that as well, but it comes from experience. So I don't just regurgitate, you know, what I've been told or what I've heard or what I've learned online or wherever. I've also experienced it firsthand, and so it, it seems to work. You know, it seems to work really well for myself and for all the people over the years I've helped because of the type of work I'm doing. I focused on mainly on people with life-threatening illness, and so I've had many years of helping people with life-threatening illnesses to heal them and get over them. And so in the course of doing that, you know, one of the things I discovered is that all physical ailments and physical imbalances come from the mind and the emotions. That's where it all starts. And between our feelings and beliefs, that imparts behaviors into us that we take action upon, and that can either bring us into harmony or into disharmony and disease. So it's my job to figure out what the solutions for all this stuff is in practical terms and help people to have access to them. So that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years or so.
Before we get into the emotional healing stuff, I want to throw out an idea that that came to me. You know, I've been down to your house and I've seen a lot of what you're doing, and it seems to me that the reason your information and inventions and, you know, treatments that you've come up with are different is because you really understand frequency. And frequency, even if it's emotional, coming from the emotional body, the mental body, the you know, the chemical contaminations, the low-frequency waves that are coming out that can be destructive. Frequency, if you understand it from a frequency standpoint, I think you get a lot better results than if you just concentrate on, you know, one thing, like emotion or chemical or, you know, anything else, because everything really comes down to frequency. every thought is a frequency. Every chemical is a frequency.
Exactly.
And the chemical frequency, I'll give an example. I took an antibiotic, an Avalox, and before I could even, before like 30 seconds passed, I knew I was going to have an allergic reaction. Now, in 30 seconds, you can't have a chemical allergic reaction. It's impossible. The pill's not even in your stomach. So at that point, I realized that my hands got really, really bright red and started itching like crazy. It was probably within 20 seconds of taking the pill. Now, that to me showed that it was a frequency problem, not a chemical problem.
Absolutely.
But isn't that wild? That really showed me that everything is frequency.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, as I'm fond of saying, you can't fool frequency, meaning that...
You can't.
People ask me how I discern this or that or the other, and there are telltale signs with whatever you're dealing with of the frequency involved with it, whether it's a frequency of consciousness or a frequency of healing energy like sound or... skater waves or electromagnetic waves or whatever, there are telltale signs. And so, for example, if you're looking at, let's say, supplements, you can look at telltale signs of how a supplement is made, what's being said about it, and you can tell right away, if you're adept at dealing with frequency, you can tell what level of consciousness is involved in the creation of the supplement. And
right.
That can tell you all you need to know before you even do any kind of testing on it. Now, I do good old-fashioned lab tests on supplements before I ever recommend them, but I've just gotten very, very adept at knowing what's good and what's not simply from the frequency of the consciousness involved around that supplement. And therefore, very often when I meet people like you or others who are very, let's say, advanced in many ways, there are telltale signs that show me where you're at with your consciousness, your frequency of consciousness, and therefore I know that whatever you're involved with is going to be good. And so,
right.
So you're absolutely right. You know, frequency of consciousness. Some people say that frequency with consciousness should be slower rather than faster. Some people say raise your vibration or raise your frequency, and there's truth to both of those, but the point is, though, that when you develop your own discernment, which we'll talk about specifically how to do that, then you can see these telltale signs of frequency involved with whatever you're contemplating. And so it gives you a much higher level of discernment, and which makes it much easier to navigate through life.
And one thing I learned from you is that, when I was thinking, I treat cancer, and one of the causes of cancer, obviously, is radiation. And I just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that you could get radiation out of the body with frequency medicine, you know.
Yeah.
But you can, and that's what I learned from you, and that was so valuable because, anything can be removed with the correct frequency. I mean, in rad detox cases, it's a supplement that, like more of a homeopathic liquid supplement. But it just shows that I had this belief system that radiation was very difficult to remove from the body, but that isn't true.
As it turns out, there's a lot of ways to remove nuclear radiation from the body and also electromagnetic,
right.
Radiation damage. And, I had my own path of discovery on that. I'm not going to volunteer for radiation poisoning. And
no,
so,
you had that.
So the universe throws me under the bus, so to speak, and I have to go deal with it.
Yeah, right.
So
that's not a fun one.
No, it's not. I know you've been there a bunch of times. But, ultimately, I got radiation poisoning 3 times and in my food each time. And... I had to learn how to deal with it, and and so the first time it took me about 10 days to completely get rid of it. The second time it took me about 5 days, and the third time it took me 3 days. And
right.
So what I've discovered is there are first of all a lot of foods and herbs and supplements that can pull radioactive particles out of the body, but because we are dealing with biology uses a form of energy to regenerate cells. Now, scientists call it skater energy. It's what it really is, superluminal light. And it is really what all matter and electromagnetic energy is made from. This energy is coming out of the centers of galaxies, and it spirals and it branches as it goes. It's fractaling and spiraling as it zips through the cosmos, and it's relayed through the cosmos through suns and planets because they have black holes or singularities at their centers that act as relays. So we've got this giant galactic web of this energy flowing through everything, kind of like the Force in Star Wars. Right. And that energy, it is light, but it's going millions of times faster than what we've been told is the speed of light. And so, therefore, to our instruments and even to our own eyes, it looks invisible or black. And so scientists call it dark energy or dark matter or whatever. But that energy is the energy of consciousness, and it slows down and coagulates into physical matter and the electromagnetic spectrum of energy that we can see and measure. So there have been people like Dr. Thomas Bearden, who was a former NASA nuclear engineer, a brilliant man who was a skater physicist, and he was studying how human cells regenerate he was interested in neutralizing radioactivity. And he discovered that human cells, the way they regenerate, is they send a skater wave signal through time and space, because these skater waves are not conventional energy that propagate and travel through space like conventional electromagnetic waves. They're actually this multidimensional energy that flows through the space in between the particles of matter. And so it's kind of, it flows through everything and can pass through matter like it's not even there, because it's flowing in between the spaces in between the subatomic particles. And so Bearden found out that that human cells will send this signal back in time and get the pattern for the healthy cell to regenerate it from the past and bring it into the present. And that sounds kind of preposterous, but he showed that that was what was being done. And he even wound up writing a patent application on a method for neutralizing radioactivity. But the point being is that he discovered, as others have, like Dr. Bruce Lipton and other epigeneticists, that consciousness not only creates reality, but the genetic blueprint is stored in consciousness. We've been told that the DNA is the blueprint, but actually the DNA is a superconducting antenna that picks up the blueprint from the consciousness of the organism.
Right.
And so, therefore, you can, if you can access that pattern from consciousness, then you can heal DNA damage or neutralize radioactivity. Bearden and others have shown.
They're actually doing that in the holographic medical beds, you know, because they program those beds to go back to a certain point in time, and so they have to be accessing that information.
Yes, exactly.
You know, when they do the 20 and back, they bring them back 20 years or 20 years and a little bit of time, and they go exactly to what that blueprint is at that time. So those, you know, that technology is actually being used in the secret space program currently. So it's not a theoretical possibility. It's actually being used.
Exactly, and that's what I encounter in my work, is that when I talk about these advanced concepts, and, you know, I'm manufacturing skater devices, mainstream scientists will laugh and poo-poo it, but I'm going to tell you what, military scientists and NSA and CIA people,
they know.
they know all about it.
Yeah,
they
that's
don't
right.
laugh at it at all.
Right.
And so,
well, it's very powerful stuff, too. I mean,
it is very powerful.
You've got to be very careful with it, It's way more powerful than electromagnetics, and you know how electromagnetics can get you in trouble. You know?
Yes.
Like, and if you don't know what you're doing. So.
Exactly. And skater energy is the energy of consciousness itself. You know, what consciousness is an intelligent form of this energy. And so we, in our own consciousness, have the ability to create and alter matter ourselves. And in fact, that's how we individually and collectively co-create our reality. But within the body, we can regenerate cells or neutralize radioactivity with skater energy because it can create and alter matter. And so there are devices like these quantum biofeedback machines, like the QXCI SCIO or the Indigo, or the Eductor, which are the newer versions of the SCIO, the Life System, and others that can actually alter matter. And so you can get connected to these machines and neutralize radioactivity. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience, because when the first time I got radiation poisoning, it was a big spirit trick because I ate this big salad. I was eating really healthy, you know, and detoxing daily and stuff. But I ate this big salad that was mostly stuff that we had grown and a few things from the health food store. And there must have been just a hot particle or two of some fallout that probably came down on some California produce or something.
Right,
so I ate this big salad. I started getting a burning in my guts within an hour. My wife was fine. She ate the same thing, no problem. I could tell it was something very weird, and by the next day it felt very serious, and I got very concerned. And so I contacted my local SCIO practitioner to see about getting a scan and see what was going on. And she was booked up for 5 days, so I couldn't see her right away.
That's not good.
And, I know. I didn't know it was radiation, though, so I wasn't terribly concerned, but it felt serious. You know, it was really concerning. And my guts were burning. I had constipation and gas, and it just felt really, really weird. And it got worse for the first couple of days. But it just so happens I was testing a new zeolite supplement, which is a mineral supplement that is made from lava when it hits water. It will shock the lava and create these little molecules that are shaped like little geodesic balls, and they have a strong negative charge in them, and when you ingest them in the right form, they will go into the body and latch onto anything with a positive charge, which is free radicals and toxins and parasites and pathogens. So I was tasting, and these particular ones were a new form of these zeolites that were called nanozeolites, where they had used vitamin C to break the minerals up into, instead of thousands of these little cages or as they're called, or little geodesic balls, in one particle, they broke them into individual cages, and that allowed them to go anywhere in the body the water would go. So I'd been taking them for a couple of weeks, and what I found out later was that those zeolites saved me because they actually pulled the radioactive particles out of my body.
Yeah.
So they passed in my gut, and they did a lot of damage. When I did wind up getting a scan, it was showing gamma, beta, and alpha radiation damage, which is all nuclear. And and then as luck would have it, that the same day I got back from the scan, Dr. Gabriel Cousins at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center out in Arizona called, and I was talking to him, and I told him, oh, and, you know, by the way, the SCIO, when I did the session, not only did it scan and find it, but the SCIO, because it's a scalar device, it can send energy back into the body, and it can send counter frequencies of the radioactive elements in the body and neutralize it. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but you know, I got zapped for 3 hours with this machine, and by the time it was done, I felt right as rain. And so, telling Gabriel Cousins about that, and he said, "Yeah, well, we've got this new supplement that it's the only thing that I've seen that will remove radiation entirely from the body." And so he told me about it, and I looked at it, and it was called Rad Neutral. His version is called Rad Neutral. We have it on our website as Rad Detox, and they're getting ready to change the name to Rad Zero. But at any rate, what it is a water that has monoatomic elements in them, which are very special minerals that are multidimensional. As crazy as it sounds, they're not regular conventional matter. They're basically individual atoms of these minerals, and when they're in that form, they become superconducting, and you can program them with frequency, and then they will hold those frequencies and radiate them outwards as scalar waves of that frequency. And so that's what this stuff does. It basically is a homeopathic that
for radiation.
And it
it
radiates
works great.
Counter frequencies.
I mean, I took it. I really liked it, and I've used it on my patients.
Yeah, it works. It works.
And
I
don't really think there's anything else out there like it, other than if you can get hooked up to your machine. But,
yeah,
you know, that's 3 hours, and it's you know,
right.
It's probably better just to do the Rad Detox if you're exposed to radiation, which is
California
produce.
Yeah, and I have a whole protocol
thing
that I do with it now as well, which I tell people about. You know, food, herbs, supplements, and there are actually a lot of things that will pull these particles out of the body, and scalar energy will neutralize.
I think we did a whole radio show on it, actually. They can look back in the archives.
I do so many shows, I forget. But at any rate, you know, what all this has to do with with emotional healing and with reprogramming limiting and self-destructive beliefs is that when you understand that this energy of consciousness can create an altered matter, then we can do practical things with it to heal ourselves physically and emotionally. And mm-hmm. so part of the way that we do that is through physical detoxification, because physical toxins in the body affect the mind and the emotions. Particularly, you know, you get heavy metals in the brain, which is very common these days from our food supply and elsewhere. And that
you
will
get
short
angry.
Circuit.
Yeah, mercury
makes
make
people
angry.
It deposits in the liver and makes people angry. I see a lot of that, a lot of liver toxicity, a lot of thyroid issues, and a lot of brain issues where, you know, people between toxicity and being bombarded with electromagnetic radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi, cordless phones, and, you know, 5G technology.
Smart meters.
Smart meters, yeah. All this stuff, we're immersed in this sea of electromagnetic radiation that's also affecting our minds and people's brains. So they can't focus, they can't think deeply, they can't establish deep relationships with other people typically. Very often it also creates sociopathic tendencies in people. And so what we have now is a population that by and large is very unhappy with their lives. I was just looking at another study done yesterday at Yale University saying that 80% of college graduates were unhappy with their lives decades after
graduation.
That's
incredible.
Yeah. And in my experience, that's what I see with the majority of people on this planet, because of the pervasiveness of not just a toxic planet, but also trauma-based mind control and all this wireless technology. We've got a population of people that are very sick physically, emotionally, mentally, and they don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to get themselves out of it. And so that's what
I teach. Some of the masters, too, have said, you know, this energy that you're talking about coming from the galactic center through the sun, I think there's going to be a burst of it tomorrow. The 19th is one of the days that it the signal's stronger. But when this energy comes through, the way I'm understanding it is that people that aren't connected to their higher self or their soul, in other words, you know, in higher consciousness, they really start to become emotionally and mentally unwound. And if you read the news and see how people misbehave on airplanes or misbehave on, you know, just misbehave in stores sometimes and just freak out, we have a lot more of that going on, you know, just ridiculous mental breakdowns in people with probably no history of mental illness, because this energy is pushing them.
Right, and I noticed this years ago, that astrological influences have a big impact on people that they don't even recognize. For example, driving in traffic. You know, here where I live in Florida, you know, I can get out on the highway, and sometimes people are driving like crazy, just really fast. And I don't mean one or two people. I mean everybody's driving really fast.
Yeah.
And other times they're driving really, really slow. And I look at what's going on astrologically, and it coincides with that very often.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think also it has to do with frequency weapons that are being used against us that are also having an influence as well. And certainly that's a constant influence. You know, that may sound conspiratorial, but because I work with SCADR energy devices, what I have discovered, and also because of the nature of my work, I wind up bumping into scientists who, for example, working in the NSA or in military programs and covert stuff, and they tell me things that are going on. But also I know from my own experience working with SCADR devices that apparently cell towers now have a lot of military SCADR technology on them for various nefarious purposes, because we have seen some of my SCADR devices interfering with cell towers, supposedly. Now, that's impossible from a physics standpoint, because the SCADR waves that we use do not have the ability to interfere with an electromagnetic device. They can structure the waves, but they won't interfere with it.
Yeah.
And so what we've seen is reps from the wireless phone company showing up and saying, your device is interfering with our cell tower, and we know doggone well it's not. It's interfering with something military on those towers.
Right. Yeah.
So we have...
Well, I know from personal experience that satellite energy can cause extreme anxiety. And so if you had a battlefield, they do have the technology now to beam down some frequency. I don't know what it is, but it causes extreme anxiety in everybody that it hits. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, sometimes, I mean, anxiety is out there and anxiety is increasing, and we can, you know, we can talk about what sort of frequency stuff causes that, but they can actually induce severe anxiety through some frequency thing that I believe was delivered through a satellite.
Oh, absolutely. So. There's satellite-based technologies. There are tower-based technologies. You also have the influence of the moon, which, you know, mainstream psychology knows about, that, you know, when the moon is full, that there tends to be more episodes.
Lunatics.
Right, and mental illness and stuff. But what isn't right. being said about it is that there, you know, there are now some secret space program people are coming out and talking about that there are extraterrestrials, that the moon is a constructed device, which I was told myself personally from some extraterrestrials.
I was told that years ago.
Right,
ago,
me
that
too.
The moon was a construct. Yeah.
And so now these secret space program people are coming out and saying that the moon, not only is it a hollow ship, so to speak, with different extraterrestrial races in there observing and doing various things, but also that they are modulating energy coming from our sun when it passes through the moon and using it for frequency control on this planet as well. And so when the moon is, you know, directly overhead in full phase, you're going to get more of that.
Right.
So, you know, whether
that's
it's
been going
or
on
not,
for years, that's nothing new.
Right.
I mean,
because
that was
living
going
on giant
in recorded history,
energy
yeah.
circuit.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, we need to understand the nature of what's going on before we can address it and then, you know, do things to counteract it so that we're living in harmony and happiness. Ultimately, this is about happiness. So one of the fundamental basic steps is to do emotional healing work. Some of my favorites for doing that is Vipassana meditation. For folks that want to look that up, it's Vipassana. The website for Vipassana Meditation Centers is dhamma.org, dhamma.org. And supposedly this is a meditation technique that Buddha used to attain enlightenment, and it's very, very simple. It's non-dogmatic. You just sit and observe your breath, and you do this. When you go to these centers, these meditation centers, you take a vow of silence. You sit 12 hours a day, anywhere from 1 to 4 hours at a time, and you meditate using this technique for 10 days straight. And it's life-changing. It'll absolutely rock your world. And so it's not easy to do, and a lot of people just won't do it, particularly people who have deep emotional issues, in my experience. When you mention to them, oh, well, there's this technique, and it's free, by the way, because your time that is paid for by people who have come before you. So they give you a place to stay, they feed you, and you get to go through this process for free. It's paid for by people that have gone through before you, and we're grateful for the experience. But very often, people with deep emotional issues will say, oh, there's no way I could sit for 10 days. There's no way I could sit in silence. And it's because typically these people will distract themselves with external stimuli to keep from hearing that internal dialogue, but to keep from hearing themselves inside, as a way to distract themselves from the trauma that they've experienced in their lives. And so a lot of people just absolutely will not do that. And so there are other techniques that people can do as well. There is something called the emotion code, which if you get a gifted practitioner of that, it can work wonders. There's a woman named Lori Bengston, B-E-N-G-T-S-O-N. She's on the services page of my website at freshandalive.com. And I think she's actually surpassed the man who developed the emotion code technique. But basically, it's an amazing technique that is very quick, and it can clear a lot of stuff by basically accessing the unconscious mind through muscle testing, zooming in on what the real issues are, and then using a combination of affirmations while you're running a magnet up and down the spine to clear the cellular memory of the trauma. And it works amazingly well. First time I did it, Lori was actually in a rush and only worked on me for about half the usual time. And I was, you know, when I got done, I didn't feel very much different. But the next day, I was having massive cleanse reactions. I mean, physical cleanse reactions. Mm-hmm. And I had to take 5 days off of work because I was just detoxing so much. But that's a very powerful method. Another favorite mm-hmm. of mine is Landmark Education. Those are classes that you can go to, and in a very short time, in 3.5 days, you can have major progress with deep issues. But like anything, you've got to do the work. You know, you mm-hmm. can't just go there and think that they're going to fix you. You have to go and do the work and really give it your all. And but those are a few.
My spiritual father, Doc Lindwald, was one of the, you know, major, pioneers in releasing work. And you probably know Michael Rice, and the forgiveness work was in Michael's, was Michael's contribution. And then Doc Lindwald used to live over at my house, so I would come home at midnight, and he would meet me in the kitchen and start the releasing work on me as I walked in.
Yeah.
It was great. So I grew up with the releasing work. It's really very, very helpful.
Yeah,
really
there are a lot of different ways to go about it, and people, you know, they can find their own path that they resonate with. But just like physical toxins accumulate in the body and will cause major health issues later in life, so does emotional trauma.
It really does, yeah.
You know, and there's this chain reaction that occurs when you experience a trauma. I discovered this in various ways. as a matter of fact, in Vipassana meditation, I discovered how the energetic body, the emotional body, at the subatomic level, gets these knots in the field that come from emotional trauma, and there are ways to clear that. Vipassana
yeah.
meditation is one of the great ways of doing that. But when all of these imbalances, physical or emotional, start with trauma, either physical or emotional. And
yeah.
so just like physical toxins, they will accumulate over time, and they will actually accumulate in the body in various ways. Chemically, they will program neuropeptides in the body with the memory of trauma, which is a safety
mm-hmm.
mechanism of the body, so that if you are exposed particularly to a physical trauma, you will avoid encountering it in the future. So, for example, if you burn yourself on a stove as a child, you get an immediate emotional reaction. These neuropeptides get programmed with the memory of that, and it's, you know, what some people call muscle memory or cellular memory,
right.
so that you won't do it again. It's a safety mechanism. But
right.
when the slings and arrows of life over time accumulate those traumas, you get all these neuropeptides storing all this memory of trauma, and it doesn't
yeah.
serve you well. And so it helps
you
to release.
You basically
that.
Overreact, too. I mean,
right.
the minute you get the thing, and it messes with relationships because you misread signals, you misread what people mean, because, you know, as Ram Dass said, there's this thing that popcorn pops, you know, and all of a sudden you're in an emotional state that you were just never meant to be in, but somebody pushed your button. And
exactly.
and so we go around, you know, we just slingshot around being our buttons being pushed, and we can never really be happy because we've got all this emotional stuff, emotional baggage. And
exactly.
and you know, you really have to discern what people really mean rather than what, you know, what's just going off in your neuropeptides.
Very, very true. And that's one of the things that they teach in Landmark Education is there's what happened, and then there's your interpretation of what happened.
Exactly.
And you walk around
there's
living
a world of difference
that
between that and people who are emotionally unclear.
Exactly. So the more yeah. that you clear these emotional mm-hmm. traumas, then all of the behavior around them release. And it's because there's
right.
this kind of cascade effect. You get the trauma. That trauma
mm-hmm.
programs neuropeptides. It also gets stored in the unconscious mind.
Right.
And it gets stored in the energetic body at the subatomic level. When I did the Vipassana meditation, I actually went into a deep meditation state after about 4 days. And long story short, my consciousness popped out of my body and went inside my body, and I could see the subatomic energetic structure of the body. And it looked
mm-hmm.
like this ocean of brilliantly lit purple and white and red particles flashing on and off, kind of like an old CRT television set when there's nothing on but static. Looked like that, except very brilliant purple and white and red. And as I'm floating around in this, kind of tripping on it, I came across this pinch in the pattern that looked kind of like when you'd stick a magnet up to an old TV screen and it would bend the picture around mm-hmm. the magnetic field. And when I saw that, I just thought, I don't like the way that looks. And as soon as I thought that, it disappeared. And as soon as it disappeared, all this pain that I had in my butt and my back and my legs from sitting there for 4 days in a lotus position, 12 hours a day, all that pain went away. And not only did the pain go away, but you could have hammered a nail through my hand or cut me with a knife, and it wouldn't bother me one bit. It eliminated all the pain. And I got all excited, and I thought, oh, this is great. Now I'm just going to get back into this the state every time that I meditate, and it'll be a breeze the next 6 days left on this meditation. And as soon as I got attached to it, I popped out of it. And I tried thereafter for the rest of the 10 days to get back into that state, and I couldn't. Because when you become attached to that, you just
it lowers your vibration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what I discovered, though, through that and a lot of other experiences is that there's this cascade of events that occur. When you encounter a trauma, you get these pinches, they call them Gordian knots in Vipassana meditation. In the energetic field of the body, you get neuropeptides being programmed. You get the unconscious mind being programmed with the memory of this trauma. And then that will affect your feelings around that situation or event. That will then affect your beliefs, and those beliefs will dictate your actions. And so most people are walking around living their lives unconsciously, responding to stimuli like kind of like an amoeba, you know, being poked at, not living and creating their realities consciously, but actually not only living unconsciously but reacting to stimuli, but also having their reality crafted for them by the powers that be on this planet, who are very aware of all of this. And they are in a battle for control of consciousness on this planet, because they understand that if you can control consciousness, you control everything. You control the whole reality on this planet.
And, you know, I was a trauma surgeon for many, many years, and if somebody doesn't deal with this in the mental and emotional plane, it actually comes into the physical plane and either manifests as disease or often manifests as accidents. You know, I was given, by virtue of having spiritual hearing, I could usually hear what the emotional and mental conflicts were, and say in hand surgery, the thumb is often will, you know, going against your higher self, being willful. The index finger is faith. So a lot of spiritual people with faith issues will injure their index finger. I mean, and then the middle finger is self-worth. The ring finger is money and material things, and the little finger is relationship and sex. So I used to joke that the people that were drunk would injure their thumbs, the spiritual people their index finger, the middle finger would tell me how stupid they were to injure themselves, and the ring finger would ask me how much it was going to cost, and then the little finger was injuries were often trying to pick me up, which was hilarious.
Right.
So, but that really is true. Injury is a result of not working through it at the mental and emotional level.
Very true, and particularly, like you were saying, not just physical ailments, but also so-called accidents. There are no accidents. We create our reality. Consciousness creates reality. And when you understand, particularly when you do the work and you clear these issues, you don't wind up having accidents and stuff. You know, I have a pretty wonderful life. It's not that I'm perfect or anything, but I've done a lot of work on myself because I had to, and I've cleared a lot of stuff, and my wife as well. And so, you know, our relationship is much more harmonious and easy than I would say most people's. In general, my life is very magical. I have an amazing life, and I'm very grateful for it. But it's, you know, I don't have to, and I used to have a lot of accidents. I used to have car wrecks like crazy.
Right,
and it's because you're manifesting with these emotional and mental imbalances, you're manifesting this stuff. And this is one of the powers that we have, that the world management, as I call them, the folks with in charge on this planet, they want to keep people focused in trauma and focused in lack and fear, so that they can be controlled and basically harvested on in various ways. But right. when you start consciously creating your reality, doing the emotional healing work, and reprogramming these limiting and self-destructive beliefs, then life starts becoming magical. And your health yep. improves. You know, I'm 56 years old. I don't have any health issues, and I go to the medical doctor once a year to get a prescription for massage and chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And he has this little game that he plays where I do a bunch of useless tests so he can milk my insurance, my wife's insurance,
yeah, right.
in exchange yeah. for writing prescriptions for massage and stuff. And yeah. so when I'm there at the office, you know, and his nurses are triaging me. And they're asking mm-hmm. me all the, you know, usual questions. What meds are you on? That kind of stuff. Well, I'm not on any meds. What? Not on any meds? You're 56 mm-hmm. years old. You're not on any meds? No. Are you?
Yeah,
and these are people in their 30s.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
on meds. I'm
yeah.
like, really?
Yeah.
Would you like to get off of them? And,
yeah.
you know, no,
yeah.
they're not interested. Mm-hmm. And it's because of their programming. You know,
well,
so,
you ought to check out to see if you can get a prescription from an out-of-state doctor. I'd be happy to write you the prescription.
Yeah, well, you know, and it turns out now Joe Mercola also is a neighbor and a friend of mine, and he will write
yeah.
prescriptions for me as well.
Yeah.
God bless him. But but it's funny. To me, this is the biggest issue we have on our planet is the mind control of the population. Because
yeah,
the vast majority of the people on this planet are not consciously creating their reality. They're creating it mm-hmm. by default and having it manufactured for them. And
mm-hmm.
that's why there's so much suffering on this planet.
Yeah.
It's at the fundamental root of the suffering that we see on this planet, whether it's pollution in the environment or disease or the toxic food supply or war or you name it. It all goes back to our beliefs as human beings on this planet. And other influences, but so this is why I've been teaching since I've been doing natural health work, the importance of doing emotional healing work and trauma release, and once you clear that, then you will take action and do what you need to do to have a happy and a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, I'm sure you see this in your practice. Many times when I was doing consults with individuals, people would come to me with a deadly illness and say, I'll do whatever it takes to heal it, you know. And I'd say, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. Oh, I can't do that.
I know. It's so amazing
you know?
To me.
And
it
the
is.
Reason they can't do it
I get
is
the
because
same
they're programming.
It's, right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting to me that very simple things, as you know, because you're in the business, will switch frequencies and switch this downward cascade of energy that is causing physical disease. And you ask them to do some very simple things, and it's like, I can't do that. It's
yeah.
And Norm Shealy used to say that he didn't want to see anybody who had less than 6 weeks to live because they really wouldn't do anything,
oh,
which was hilarious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been able to turn people around even when they were told they've only got a few weeks to live. But I know that 90% of it is the mind. It's working with the mind.
It is.
So I would spend most of my time in consultations working on their mind and emotions. And
right.
it never failed. They would come in downtrodden and depressed and sad and believing they were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they were leaving my office, they really believed that they could heal themselves. And they did.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I had a 98%
yeah.
success rate with all of the people over the years I had with
yeah.
you know, everything from stage 4 cancer to AIDS and Morgellons disease, you name it, the hardest stuff. And it's
mm-hmm.
because I had not only my knowledge, but I had a team of people that I could refer to as well for various types
right.
of therapies. But the emotions, the mind and the emotions are the most important thing, because even if you start out doing the right stuff, let's say you
mm-hmm.
get cancer and you go down to Hippocrates Health Institute and you get on a living foods diet and you detox and you heal up
mm-hmm.
your cancer. If you haven't dealt with the emotions that created it, you're going to wind up getting it back or some kind of health issue.
Or if the smart meter is still there, and that was the primary
right.
cause of the cancer, you're
right.
not going to get over the cancer because the smart
exactly.
meter is the cause.
And
you need
be aware
to know the
of
cause of disease. And
right.
sometimes I had pancreatic cancer that wasn't emotional. Emotional for pancreatic cancers getting mad at God, by the way, you know, that black
yeah.
energy of really being mad at God. But I've had pancreatic cancer that was nothing but geopathic stress and smart meter, and stage 4 pancreatic cancer, all I did was treat the cause and block the cancer energy coming in, and they're alive after 3 years. So,
exactly.
You know, you really just have to treat the cause. But the primary cause of most cancer is emotional. The
right.
secondary cause, when the disease comes back again, it is almost always electromagnetic.
Right, and that's very important that you point out, that people's beliefs will either lead them to a cure or not. And
right.
so that's where it really all comes down to the mind and the emotions, ultimately, is that even if you're being exposed to smart meters or whatever that's causing the issue,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have the awareness to seek out a solution and consider that a possibility, many people, when they were told, oh, well, you know, you've got this geopathic stress or it's from your smart meter, a lot of people wouldn't believe it, and they'll die anyway because of their beliefs.
Right, exactly.
You know, so it's a combination of these physical things and the mind and the emotions, and it's complex, mm-hmm. and everybody's different. But
you have to know the cause, and you
right.
have to determine the cause.
Exactly.
And you can't just assume anything, because
exactly.
sometimes the cause of disease is very, very specific. I mean, I had the cause of some cancer being uranium exposure in the food.
Yes.
And they really
yes.
needed red detox. You know,
exactly.
they really needed the uranium detox more than anything.
Exactly.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Sure. My main website is freshandalive.com, and people can contact me through there. I'm also on Facebook. If you go to Kenrohla, KENROHLA.com, that'll take you straight to my Facebook page. And I've got a blog at Fresh and Alive Blog, and I'm on YouTube, and I just posted a couple of new videos on YouTube. So I'm definitely out there.
And Ken's been on Temple of Health radio show, and I do want to tell people that the Rest Shield, which I'm looking at right now in my bedroom, and I've got one in my office, the Rest Shield muscle tests very well for a wide variety of things, from insomnia to cancer to all sorts of things. It tests very well for people, because it's a scalar energy device that can really help you during these times of this electromagnetic soup we live in. And Ken is a developer of the Rest Shield.
I would say, you know, technology like that now really is necessary for combating
it is.
The frequency control that we're under. You know, just
absolutely.
Forget about any military stuff, just between, you know, Wi-Fi, cell phones, wireless technology, smart meters, airport radar guns, you name it. We're
yep.
exposed to a massive amount of EMF that we need to be
yep.
Protected against.
Well,
and that device does it unlike anything I know. Part of the reason
it
why
does.
It
and
works
we're waiting
so well,
for your we're waiting for your portable device. So you need
yeah,
to
Yeah, I know,
on
it's
that.
In the works. I've been so busy. You know,
well, we need that, you know, because those
like
of us
the,
who travel need that.
This Hurricane Irma that came through Florida, that, oh, man, that ate up a lot of my time cleaning up from that.
I'll bet. Well, we want to get you back on, Ken. You've got a wealth of information, and we've only really touched on some things today. We'll get you back on in a little bit, and we'll finish this conversation.
All righty. Anytime.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. We've been interviewing Ken Rohla on emotional healing and frequency and all sorts of really interesting things. And please join us next week for Temple of Health radio show.